Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Discover key ways you can continue to stay connected with your community and the country as a whole as we are staying at home, staying safe. And yeah, you got to stay connected. And a great way to do that is by listening to us on your smart speakers. All you got to do is just say, hey, play KISW. Doesn't matter if you got an Echo, Google Home, Apple HomePod, just say play KISW. Boom.
I'd like to give a shout out on our website, KSW.com. We have a cool feature just called Homeschooled, and it's people are being interviewed, like rock stars. Remember from Skillet is on this recent one, talking about what they're doing while they're stuck at home right now.
Well, so that's
a cool
awesome.
Little series. That, a good way to kind of keep yourself entertained and stay connected.
Yeah, stay connected, man. Go to KISW.com, get more info. You know those three S's, man. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play.
Turn down for something that begins with the letter T.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't like say Taco Bell doing something?
Yeah, they're doing those Doritos Locos tacos if you do the drive-thru. So if you want to sit and drive through for a while.
Sarah and J-Rubs are going to get me one today. How about that?
Isn't that so nice?
I'm so looking forward to it. I haven't had a Locos taco until last time was when they released it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to be good with my health just in general. So, you know, if I go to Taco Bell because I love Doritos, I'll have like five or ten of those things.
Yeah. Wonder what the line's going to be like because it's, you know, it's available while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
Are people going to treat it like toilet paper?
Oh. Hoard your tacos?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not eating it. Yeah.
Taco hoarder?
Yeah. Nacho, cheese, Doritos, Locos, tacos.
Oh, they're so good. I mean, I had them when they first came out. They are so good.
Look at you. OG.
Ooh, OG. Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeremy in Olympia. Jeremy, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
We're not sure just yet, Rev, but when we find out, we'll let him know. With all the coronavirus craziness that's happening, it's hard to give away concert tickets because we don't know if they're going to get canceled. So once everything gets a little bit better, we'll hook you up with something nice.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeremy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeremy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The once governor of Virginia, Patrick Henry, famously said, "Give me liberty or give me what?"
Death.
Yes. What year of the early 2000s was MySpace founded?
2001, 2, 3.
3, yes. Rodeo Drive is a famous street in which U.S. state?
Hollywood.
No.
Bel Air.
No.
Pass.
Pretty Woman starred Richard Gere and whom?
Julia Roberts?
Yes. How many inches are in 5 feet?
60.
Yes. MI is the abbreviation for what unit of length?
Mild?
Yes. What is the natural science that studies life and living organisms known as?
Biology.
Yes. With transportation, what does RV stand for?
Recreational vehicle.
Yes. Tertiary originated from which language?
Pass.
What year did Carrie Fisher die?
2015, 16, 17.
Did you say 16?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
All righty.
All right. That's a good score there.
Not too shabby.
Might get yourself another loser song.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how Steve's doing. Steve has a little pride. Not much, but a little.
A little pride?
Yeah.
He's got a little ego, too. It might be his downfall.
He's got some. Representative Gen Xers, baby.
Yeah, you are.
He's got a lot of humility, as you know.
Of course.
Can we give a shout out to start the game off a little? I'm going to play it in tribute to this group via text. I hear a lot of shouts to small businesses and such. I was wondering if custodians and nutritional services could get a shout out because we have been doing it since day one.
Give it a shout.
Yeah, we need those folks. I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
They clean stuff, wipe stuff down. My gosh, yeah, they're
that's
so
huge.
I mean, they're big around here. That's why one of the reasons why we're able to come in studio is because they wipe this joint down. They do a good job for us.
Flash your lights at them as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for what you do.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The once governor of Virginia, Patrick Henry, famously said, "Give me liberty or give me what?"
Toilet paper.
No.
Death.
Yes. What year in the early 2000s was MySpace founded?
2001?
No.
2002?
No.
2000?
No.
Damn it, 2000.
Rodeo Drive is a famous street in what U.S. state?
California.
Yes. Pretty Woman starred Richard Gere and whom?
Lemmy Winks.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Julia Roberts.
Yes. How many inches are in 5 feet?
60.
Yes.
Nice.
MI is the abbreviation.
Mission Impossible.
What dun, unit of dun, length? Dun,
dun, no.
Dun, dun, miles. Dun, dun. Yes. What is the natural science that studies life and living organisms known as?
Biology.
Yes.
Wow.
With transportation, what does RV stand for?
Recreational vehicle.
Yes. Tertiary originated from which language?
Latin.
Yes.
Nice.
What year did Carrie Fisher die?
Ooh, 2016.
Yes, and wow, Steve, you win 9-8.
Oh. Sorry, Jeremy.
Man, Jeremy, I thought you had it there.
Well played.
Thank you, sir.
All right, well, you know what, Jeremy? You call again. We like the fact that you almost win these things. You call again, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Wow, we just very, very humble.
Humble Gen Xer right there.
Thank you. Recognize.
Yep.
Jeremy would have gotten a tie if he would have heard the question correctly. Rodeo Drive in the state, he was going with cities.
Oh.
So that's why he passed, and he didn't get that one. He did know the year that MySpace was founded, which you figured out just by process of elimination.
Could have got a tenfer.
Could have, but you didn't say 2003.
That's right, buddy.
But congratulations, you still won with 9 correct.
That's right. Call number 9. Guess what you're getting. And literally, you should guess, because we don't know what it is. But hopefully, once all this virus stuff clears up and, you know, we get back to normal, whenever that'll be, we'll know what these prizes are. 206-421-ROCK. Call number 9. You are a winner. 206-421-ROCK.
It might be for the reunion of the reunion of the reunion Motley Crue show, for all we know.
Yeah, a lot of bands might just go, you know what, I'm going to unretire after all. I mean, you know what, all bets are off.
Yeah, you think about certain bands. Like, I think, Kiss is supposed to be like their last hurrah. But, I mean, so many of their shows have been put off. I mean, I wonder if they're going to just say, screw it, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, nobody can tell you anything as far as when anything is going to be somewhat back to normal. And then to get to where we were, say, January of this year, where, you know, people weren't even talking about the virus, nobody was living their life.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I have no idea when we're going to get back to that.
I thought it was funny. Someone said, we should have known that we were doomed for 2020 when the fireworks wouldn't go off on the Space Needle. It's like, damn it, that's right.
Ooh.
It's the Space Needle's fault.
Oh, man.
All this time.
It was foretold.
Yeah, because my buddy and I were just talking yesterday, and I was just like, I wonder what it's going to be like when that moment comes where they're like, okay, things are better, or as better as can be. Everyone can get back to what they usually do in their life with work and stuff. Part of me thinks, okay, are the bars just going to be like just exploding, like as if it's like, you know, New Year's Eve, like, you know what I mean? Like, are everyone going to just go out and celebrate, or is it going to take a while before people feel comfortable? I mean, look at like how, you know, after the shootings that would happen over at like, I know this is a lot different, but it's the only thing I can think of, at like movie theaters.
Yeah.
And it took a minute before people started feeling comfortable and safe to go back to movie theaters.
Well, even, 9/11, a lot of folks didn't want to take planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wonder what it's going to be like when things are quote-unquote normal.
Well, I just found out that it's sad news for me. Whenever I do travel on a plane, I don't know when they're going to start serving food again. Can't get my fruit and cheese plate because they're just all because of social distancing. Very limited, even for like no food, for like no meals for first class people. At least on Alaska, I got a little memo yesterday. I got to be thinking all the airlines are doing this. So even if you do take a plane, they're not really giving you anything but sealed, like a packaged snack and very limited beverages. They are, I mean, even
so
on the plane.
Can't get even like your hot meal?
Can't even get a hot meal if you're first class.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't buy a hot meal.
What's the point of being first class?
Yeah,
right. Well, free drinks still.
I don't think they're serving alcohol. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not serving alcohol.
Well, you might as well just sit in the back, BJ.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't the alcohol, but those J. Coco candy squares. Those are gummy. J. Coco's is legit candy.
So I'm like, can't you just buy them online and just smuggle them in?
Well, I could.
Smuggle them in like if it's a drug.
No, you could buy them. They have a nice little store at SeaTac. I don't know if it's open, but you can get J. Coco. But it's always better when you get it free. When they hand you something, it's like, oh, look, someone's giving me a treat.
Yeah, things are going to be.
I don't know when it's going to get back. And I had a flight this weekend, and every time I wait, I hold out, and I canceled it yesterday because I know I'm not traveling this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that would be insane if tomorrow, like, everything's good.
Yeah, and so what we have to do is find comforts in our own home, and DiGiorno just did it for us because, DiGiorno, they think they're better than delivery. You know that. That's the thing. And they just started selling a frozen pizza that has a croissant crust. And
why you gotta mess with a crust,
dude? That sounds amazing. What are you talking about?
See, we got old school New York pizza guy, and then we got West Coast.
That's gonna be like the best breakfast pizza ever.
Yeah,
I mean, crust is perfect. There's no need to change it. You don't need to stuff it with cheese. You don't need to put anything in there.
Yes, old school.
I agree with that. You're croissant crust. Look at
dude,
that.
I love croissants. Shout out to Starbucks. Some of the best croissants in the game. But I don't know if I necessarily need it on my pizza.
I kind of want to try it because I tried the Cronut and I thought there's no way I'd like a croissant and a donut together.
Solid,
and
it's, right?
It is so good.
Yeah. They're bragging. It's flaky and buttery, so that just makes more of a mess.
Oh, I agree. You're going to have flakes everywhere. That's a good point. So, but see, I'm a messy eater, so it'll just contribute to my.
Do you need that? Yeah.
It'll contribute to my legacy.
I need that.
You're going to make a mess anyways. Enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If someone walked in, if they were socially distanced themselves, but gave us one of these pizzas, I would eat the F out of it. But.
Well, as long as you eat the F out of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the rest of the alphabet out of it. You can have just the F.
Okay.
And yeah, the entire crust looks just like one big croissant if you look at the picture on the box, which Vicky just showed us. It's brand new. Don't know where it'll be in stock, but something for you to look forward to as you socially distance shop in the frozen food aisle.
This may be a weird thing, but I remember thinking DiGiorno when I was broke. That was like, oh man, if I could only get more money, I could start buying DiGiorno frozen
pizza. The Cadillac of
pizza. I kind of agree, yeah.
Because for me, it was, oh man, what were they called? I think Tony P's?
Yeah.
They were like a dollar a pie.
Yeah.
And they were not good, but they were a dollar a pie.
That's the key.
So I'd get like 20 of them and just stock them in my freezer. And that was like breakfast, lunch, and if I was stoned, sometimes I'd have two of them.
Yeah. Whoa.
I mean, they weren't that big.
Isn't it amazing what the body can do? When you're young, you can eat anything.
It's called Tony's.
Yeah. I had that for dinner last night, except we topped it with extra cheese and extra pepperoni. Made it, like, fancy. Yeah.
Have you tried the cold mozzarella yet on it?
No, I have not.
Yeah, son of a
Tony's on a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
So look at Vicky. So she's still going. She's going the bargain.
Yeah, just the basic cheese one. Yeah. It was like a dollar. It was so great, though.
Yeah.
Because when you're broke, it was just like, I could get so many meals for this.
Is it still affordable, Vicky?
It's $2.50.
What? Jeez, that's not
for,
that
like,
much.
The big ones.
Man, inflation.
Like, decent ones.
Well, still good thing gas prices are going down, because that way I can afford the price of my Tony's pizza.
Dude, that's you brought up the fact with gas prices. Steve, I haven't filled up my car in probably 2 weeks.
I'm still filling it up almost as much. Not just as much, but traveling from Puyallup here.
That's why. See, I used to go everywhere. I have a short commute. I've got like a 10-minute commute from here to my house. And I keep thinking, oh, I better go to the gas station because I'm just trained to look at my my fuel gauge. And I'm like, the darn thing hasn't moved.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going work, home, home, work, work, home. It's nuts. I haven't filled that. And the tank is not even at 3/4.
That's the funny part.
And that's 2 weeks ago.
Because everyone's like, of course, gas prices are at their lowest when nobody can drive.
Of course. I mean, that's the supply and demand, baby.
It was like $2.70, I think I paid.
Which it's under a it's under $2 in other parts of the country. We're always getting screwed.
True.
Yeah. I think I got mine for $2.30 at Costco, and I filled up my tank for less than $30 for the first time ever.
Yeah, and you should not have. Well, you're still coming. You're coming from Marysville too, so you and Steve have the big commute. But me, oh man, dude, it's nuts.
Up, somebody says Mama Rosa's pizza was the cheap go to when I was younger. Now it's Tombstone.
Oh, I remember Tombstone.
The Red Baron, little personal ones.
Oh, Red Baron.
Did you guys ever try Totino's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they have the pizza bites?
Yeah, they just had the pizza rolls.
Those I thought they had, maybe they didn't. I don't know. They were cheap too, though.
Honestly, I had to stop those. I was just—I was only just because I had to look out for my best interest. I never had the patience to wait, so I would cook them or microwave them if I was really impatient, and then just pop in my mouth and you'd burn the roof.
Lava.
Mouth.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
At least for like a pizza, I don't know why, but like you kind of gauge it a little bit better.
Yeah, Totino's did have the party pizzas as well.
So good.
With those itty bitty sausages on them.
Yes.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Those were good.
They were delicious.
They were decent.
For some reason, the square pizzas always taste better.
Reminds you of childhood.
Right, I don't know why. Like it
because that's what you had for lunch every day.
Yep. At school. Mm-hmm. I think it just tastes like the cafeteria pizzas from school.
For us, it was there was a brand called Elio's, which was our Elio's or whatever. It was like a square, like a Sicilian-style pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I would, yeah. to quote the great BJ Shea, when I had one in front of me, I was...
I'm kidding!
That's right, buddy. A texter requested that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you keep playing that because you know what?
That's it.
Brings me back to my athletic glory.
But that was funny because my mom knew I loved those, so she kept them stocked, but she never, like, ate them when I wasn't around. So, like, when I come home to visit, she's like, oh, I've got some Elio's in the freezer for you. I'm like, well, when did you get those? She's like, oh, it's from the last time. I was like, I was in college. I'm, like, living in Seattle now, and you still have pizzas in your freezer.
Have you tried them? Do they last through all the freezer burn and whatever the hell's gone on with those?
I opted not to try them, BJ.
Oh, man.
That's a smart man right
there.
Do you
still sell them?
I don't know.
I need to make an order.
Yeah, well, or just, you know what? Just thaw my, just get an ice pick and just chopping them out of your mom's freezer.
Well, they have moved since then. How funny would it be if they moved and they brought those with them?
That would be awesome.
Yeah. We still got the pizza you like.
So like a mom. I left your stuff in your bedroom from 40 years ago, and here's your pizza.
If we're feeling fancy now, we go with the Screaming Sicilian.
Was it hot?
$10. No, it's just a brand. And it's like these, I don't know if they're like in a brown box. They have like a Mario mustache on it.
That was the greatest packaging ever.
Let me see this.
Yeah, they're $10.
Oh, that's the name of the brand.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. So good.
I want to try a Screaming Sicilian.
You got to try them.
That sounds like it's on Urban Dictionary. Are you sure you want to try that?
Yeah.
We got an astrophysicist who actually went to the ER all because he was bored. And shoved things up his nose. I'll tell you what happened to this genius, really, at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An astrophysicist in Australia named Daniel was bored the other day. And here's what he was doing. He was actually trying to do something good. He was trying to come up with a necklace that would warn you if you're about to touch your face, which is one of the things they say. And it's one thing I have a hard time. I can't stop doing it.
Oh, when I first heard about this, I thought there was like something bad about a necklace hitting your face. And so there was some kind of device that was going to keep it away. I didn't think about the whole point of we're not supposed to touch our faces because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, so he was doing this whole magnetic field experiment and using strong magnets. That somehow would be what he would hope would get us to stop touching our face. And, like any other person in the world, he got bored. You know, you're working, then you want to, you know, sort of wander off a little bit.
Okay.
And he started messing with the magnets and decided to clip them to the inside of his nose just for fun. And then he ended up in the ER after getting four magnets stuck in his nose. I mean, you talk about like you are a genius and you're literally going in for one of the dumbest things you could go to the doctor for, especially during this time.
Does it make you happy to know that someone who's as brilliant as a person, I mean, in order to be an astrophysicist, you have to be pretty smart. And it's nice to know.
Ooh, look at you. You did take you long to come to that conclusion. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that they also do stupid things like the rest of us.
Yes, I agree with you. It does make me feel better when I realize that, you know, really successful, smart people are idiots like me sometimes too.
Because we watched like that TV show 911. It might have been even the spinoff 911 show, but there was an episode where the kid, they had to have the firefighters or whoever come out to help save him because he shoved a car up his nose.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid had it stuck up his nose, and it was impressive. And then, like, fast forward to the end of the episode, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet, but I mean, I think I'm the only one that's watching the show.
Yeah, I'm not, but don't worry about it.
The dad had to show up to the fire station or wherever it was to get the car out of his nose because he just couldn't comprehend how his son pulled it off, so he had to try it himself, and he ended up getting the car stuck in his nose.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, you know what? That seems pretty realistic. Like, we are that dumb that we saw somebody else have that happen to them and still like, I wonder if it could happen to me.
And you know what? Boredom sometimes is a big, big reason like happened to the magnet guy. I mean, yeah, we are dumb, Steve, and we will do stupid things, especially if we're bored.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And of course, that leads us to ask you this very, very important question. What stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? Your calls, your texts, after Foo Fighters on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An astrophysicist was bored and shoved magnets up his nose and ended up in the ER to get them removed. So based on this, we want to know, what stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, man, this one's great. When we were kids, my sister and I used to grab electric fences just to see how strong the shock was.
Oh, wow. Man.
See, that's one of those things where still to this day, I see one. Like, we walked the Oregon Trail a little while back before the insanity was going on. I'm like, oh, there's an electric fence. Kind of want to touch it. Like, there's like something in your head that just, you're curious, but then I'm like, I don't need to get it. I don't need to have a heart attack and then be in the news because I'm the idiot that touched an electric fence and my heart just collapsed on me.
See, my cousins did that back in the day, so that meant I didn't have to do it because I got to see it firsthand.
Everybody tried to get us to pee on the electric fence because of the Ren and Stimpy song.
Yeah.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
And of course, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm not that young that I'm that stupid. This is not going to happen.
Or you didn't have enough alcohol in you at that moment.
That's why I never did, because I know what happens when you drink a lot. You're the idiot. And so I think that was another reason I was just, you know, very, very careful in those days. But I'm sure one of my friends at some point wanted to, but I'm like, no, we don't think that'll be good for your area.
So somebody said, speaking of boredom, have you guys been checking? You guys talked about frozen pizza. Have you been checking out the guy who runs Barstool Sports on Instagram? He's reviewing all frozen pizza on there, and it's hilarious.
Oh, really?
I just checked it out. I think his name's Ed Dorsey, and it's awesome. He tries all the frozen pizza, takes one bite, and gives you a review. Like, I just watched the Elio's one. He said it's better than the Giorno's, which I thought was pretty cool.
Ooh.
But so far, from the ones that I caught, his favorite one was the Newman's Pizza.
Newman. Paul Newman's pizza?
Paul Newman's pizza, he says, is the best.
Oh, Newman's Own, probably.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Newman's Own.
Well, I mean, he didn't go to Paul Newman's house.
Yeah. Well, that's the brand name, though.
Yes, Newman's Own.
Yeah, because that's both. The Newman's, they make some good ingredients in a lot of their stuff, so I'm not surprised that their frozen pizza would be good.
See, that's awesome. He's bored at home, so what does he do? Eats a bunch of frozen pizza.
That's not a bad deal. That is not a bad deal. Listen, whatever you love, why not try doing a little? You got more time of it. I said I'm going to be doing some more board game reviews. Like, I'm just going to pull games out and start talking about them because I got nothing else to do anyway. And I'm going to get games that I think will be good for families and their kids at home, and it'd be educational because they're trying to do homeschooling. I've seen a lot of people do that. And I'm like, well, let me go find some games that I got that I think that parents could go, hey, this is something different, and you can learn something.
Give it a whirl.
So I'm going to, you know, instead of you'll get pizza from the Barstool Sports guy, and, you know, if you're homeschooling your kids, you might see a game video from me this week that would be good for your kids. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to find something to do. Of course, that's the positive thing to do when you're bored. Then, of course, you could stick magnets up your nose or something really, really stupid. And that's what we're asking you. What stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So he says, a bored high schooler in the early 90s. We drug out a mattress outside, jumped off the second story roof onto the mattress. Not sure how we lived from Phoenix in Enumclaw.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me a lot of during my high school days, doing the old backyard slash bedroom wrestling with my cousins. And the backyard was fine because we would just essentially just hurt ourselves, which exactly. really wasn't so bad. But my grandma used to get super pissed when we do it in the bedroom because I would suplex my cousins onto the bed.
Yeah.
And we broke, oh man, at least three or four beds.
Yes,
like just the frames and the box springs just absolutely destroyed them.
As a grandparent, I would have hated you so much.
Dude, Rev, we did that too. My brother and I were more like the bedroom wrestlers, which sounds weird. But like we used my parents' bedroom because they had the biggest bed. And then we asked one time for some Christmas or something spandex. And I don't think my mom understood why. And it was so that we can dress up as wrestlers. And I had the orange spandex. He had the purple spandex.
This can't go. This is can't go.
And we're suplexing each other, throwing each other around. And my mom came up and then saw us, her two sons shirtless wearing nothing but spandex, throwing each other on beds. It did not go over well.
Yeah, she's like, imagine.
Is this something I got to be watching out for? What is going on here?
Rev, what was your yarder name?
Oh, I didn't have anything like that. We didn't even go with, like, you are super elaborate. Like, we didn't do spandex. We didn't do, like, names or anything. I think it was just an excuse for me to beat up on my cousins.
Well, there you go.
I used to take all the old tinfoil or like those tin pans and cut them and turn them and get leather. Like that was in my mom's, like, you know, in the closet, and cut like a jacket and make a championship belt with it.
You cut one of your mother's jackets?
I mean, sure, it was one that she didn't want anymore. I was at least nice enough to do that. She was more mad about me cutting the tin pans,
which
are like $3.
Yeah, she wanted those. She saved those.
Yeah. Right.
What are you doing?
Oh, man, we had the sickest championship belts, though.
Your mother's a saint. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Okay, what stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom?
So we said we took a bunch of old skateboards, strapped them to our feet with metal coat hangers, and used them as mini snowboards.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And possibly dangerous, but
yeah.
I think most things done out of boredom are dangerous.
Yeah, we used to play wiffle ball a lot in my buddy's house, and then eventually we just got tired of it, and he had a little brother who was the perfect height, and we would have him run up, and we'd say, look, we'll give you candy. You need to run back and forth across the fence, and then we would throw the bats at him to see if we could hit him, like, you know, like a dart championship. And then we told him, can you avoid it? You know, like the old kind of, here's the thing. You remember, we watched the entrance, the opening to Kung Fu, where he would, like, dodge the spears.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, be like Kung Fu. And he just said, he was running back and forth. But, you know, then we said, no, never mind. We want to be like Duck Hunt. And we'll just, you know.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. And so it started off, we were going to have him be Quiet Chain King. And then we just said, no, you're going to be Duck Hunt. And then, boy, you know, again, when his mother, when my friend's mother came out, and she saw us just trying to spear her little boy with wiffle ball bats, that didn't go over well. Yeah, we got bored. It was summertime, nothing to do, and that's what we did.
We were from my family's from small town New Mexico, like maybe 200 people in the whole town, and we'd go visit from Albuquerque all the time. So me and my cousin one time were just so bored, and we're like, hey, doesn't your dad have matches somewhere? Yeah, he does. So we went and got the matches, and we were just like, yeah, let's just see how far we could throw these matches. And we were throwing matches, and it's like complete weeds everywhere around my grandma's house. Yeah, the house almost went up in flames.
Ouch. Yeah, I mean, it's the desert, and you're throwing matches in the desert. If anything,
as a kid, you don't think you're doing anything bad.
We were, and we were pyros, man. Oh, like anything that had to do with fire, we were just like, let's play with fire. We didn't think that anything would actually like go up. And I just remember that was so close to burning down my grandma's house.
My parents had to take away a magnifying glass from my brother and I, there was no magnifying glasses in our house because we always would go out in the summer and see what we could set on fire.
Oh yeah.
With the magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at you, pyros.
It was great.
I mean, I guess...
When you're a kid, fire is fun.
Fire! It really was.
Fire! I mean, even now, fire is fun, so...
Okay, well, we got to make sure that Danny does not have any matches in this current situation.
That's why we keep him away from anything flammable.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Matt in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Matt. Welcome to the show. How about you? What dumb thing did you or someone you know do because of boredom?
So my parents, they had a hill in their backyard, and one summer me and my friends were like really bored. So we decided we were going to make a mudslide on that hill. And after the tetanus boosters we needed, it took like 25 years for my dad's grass to grow back, and he still won't let me in his backyard.
Oh, man. You know a dad in his lawn, and you basically took and turned it into a mud pit. Oh, man. Yeah, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I ruined his paradise.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny about the lawn, because we would play wiffle ball, and then eventually the batter's box would just be too, it would be all worn out, and you could see where we were pitching and where we were batting in my front yard, and my father also never, he never forgave me. That's why I had to go to my friend's house and throw bats at the kid, you know, because we couldn't play wiffle ball in my yard anymore. Oh, yeah, don't mess with a dude's lawn.
No.
Do not mess with a dude's lawn. My dad, man, I never understood it. I'm like, it's stupid grass. What do you care? I mean, you're supposed to play on it. That's the idea.
Dude, I'm feeling that right now because our mailman will walk one certain path across my yard and I can see it. Like, there's a discolored spot in my yard.
I can just picture Rev waiting on his porch to yell at the mailman.
Wait a second. In this day and age, there are guys that are actually walking on your grass?
Yeah, like the mailman will go across and then shortcut across, and I can see the actual
path. Yeah. Listen, before, when we were growing up, you walked across everybody's yard. It wasn't a problem.
Right.
But you don't walk in anybody's yard anymore. You walk on the pavement. You walk on the driveway. You don't walk in somebody's yard.
See, I see delivery people. Like, if we order something, and I'll see the delivery driver walk across the lawn, I'm not going to get mad.
Oh, I feel like that's disrespectful. Yeah. You've got a driveway. People really care for their lawns these days.
I used to not care, but now that I've mowed that bitch and it's my house, it's a little different.
And especially if the dude's taking the same route all the time.
Oh, man. Just like I'm looking at it on my camera and I can literally see the brown streak.
When are you going to yell at him?
I'm not going to yell at him.
It's hard because he wants his mail. So that guy's got power.
Yeah.
It's a Newman situation right there. It's Jerry and Newman.
I'll probably just redo the entire front yard and put a path there so he can walk it.
Just put a little sign, like a passive aggressive sign that says no mailman allowed on the lawn.
Oh, yeah. Instead of like a little dog pooping, have a mailman walking.
Yeah.
You know, and or next to the dog pooping.
I still want my mail, man.
Wow. You can get fake grass, Rev. That'll solve it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the coronavirus, how about this? It's now inspired a movie and a dating app. I'll tell you all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.